Gunmen shot and wounded several children and kidnapped an Italian woman who was doing voluntary work with a charity in Kenya. It was the first abduction of foreigners in 6 years. The incident occurred on the southern coast, raising concerns that a jihadist insurgency may be reigniting after several years of quiet.
America killed 44 fighters from Al-Shabaab, a jihadist group in Somalia, in several airstrikes. African Union forces backed by American jets have been battling Al-Shabaab for more than a decade. The insurgents still control much of the country.
8 UN peacekeepers were killed fighting rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in a part of the country affected by an outbreak of Ebola. Fighting has made it difficult for health workers to contain the spread of the virus.
The annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit was marred by tensions between America and China. Mike Pence, America's vice president, represented the United States at the gathering in Papua New Guinea. The rivalry between the two powers was evident in the decision by America to help Australia build a naval base in Papua, a move intended to curb China's growing influence in the region.
After the APEC summit, Xi Jinping paid a visit to the Philippines, an ally of America that has been gradually shifting its allegiance under the presidency of Rodrigo Duterte. Mr. Duterte said China and the Philippines were developing a deepening trust. During Mr. Xi's trip, the two sides signed an agreement on energy exploration in the South China Sea. Two leaders of the former Khmer Rouge regime in Cambodia were found guilty of genocide, the first time that senior members of the Marxist dictatorship have been convicted of that crime, and possibly the last. Nuon Chea and Khieu Samphan were judged at a UN-backed tribunal for trying to wipe out ethnic Vietnamese and Cham groups. The mass killings of allegedly bourgeois Cambodians for such things as wearing a watch have been treated as crimes against humanity rather than genocide.
At least 55 people were killed in Kabul when a suicide bomber targeted a meeting of clerics who had gathered to honour the birth of the Prophet Muhammad.
After a manual recount, Rick Scott, a Republican, won Florida's Senate race, snatching the seat from a Democratic incumbent of 18 years. Ron DeSantis, another Republican, won the governor's race. In Georgia, Stacey Abrams acknowledged that her Republican opponent, Brian Kemp, had won the governorship, but claimed that the election had been neither free nor fair.
Other final counts from the midterm elections showed that Democrats had won every congressional district in California's Orange County, until recently a Republican bastion.
The White House restored the accreditation of Jim Acosta, a journalist from CNN who annoyed President Trump. A judge had earlier temporarily overturned the decision to ban Mr. Acosta from press conferences, citing press freedom.
Julian Assange, a prolific leaker of state secrets, who has been holed up inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 8 years, has been charged by America's Justice Department. With what is unclear.